The rest of the story. He was the highest paid freelance writer alive. He was in New York to visit renowned financier Bernie Baruch. A strange thing happened on his way to Bernie Baruch's house. The writer never got there. He was run down in the middle of Fifth Avenue by a taxi cab. I was saying without question, he was the highest paid freelance writer alive. In 1930, he completed the first edition of his autobiography, a lighthearted collection of youthful memoirs called My Early Life. During subsequent years, he produced an array of magazine and newspaper articles which greatly enhanced his worldwide literary reputation. The ponderous prose projects inspired him. The brief humorous pieces delighted him. And now he had returned to New York, as so many times before, to begin another lecture tour and to visit his longtime friend, Bernard Baruch. The December chill had tightened its grasp on the city by nightfall. By 8 or so, it was quite cold at the corner of 5th Avenue and 67th Street. The writer would cross 5th Avenue as quickly as possible. Passersby heard the squeal of brakes and heard the thud, and they converged at the curbside to see the writer had been hit by a taxicab, the driver of which was by now trembling, kneeling over his victim. "Get an ambulance," somebody shouted. An onlooker ran to a nearby phone booth. The writer opened his eyes. He said three words, "It's my fault." That was all he managed to say before he was silent. Long moments later, the ambulance arrived. The writer was taken immediately to Lenox Hill Hospital. He was alive. With the first official report from Lenox Hill doctors came a general sigh of relief. The patient had a sprained right shoulder, multiple lacerations. His injuries were complicated by a slight attack of pleurisy, but he would be all right. The cab driver was still trembling when he visited the writer in the hospital, and once again, the cabbie was assured of his innocence in the matter. The two were photographed shaking hands. The cabbie left the hospital with a personally inscribed copy of his illustrious victim's latest book. The bedridden author, with time on his hands, dictated an article in his hospital room. An article for immediate publication, replete with lurid descriptions of his New York adventure. The writer received $2,500 for that piece, more than enough to subsidize a rest vacation in the Bahamas, where, incidentally, the writer was almost run down by another car. But it should be mentioned that the accident-prone author, whose peril in New York City you've just relived, did live to a ripe old age. That he was the highest-paid freelance writer of his time is a matter of record, though it's likely you've never read one word that he wrote. You remember instead the words that he spoke. For the New York visitor who one December didn't quite make it to Bernie Baruch's, the distinguished author who transformed a near-fatal accident into a $2,500 vacation in the Bahamas, was also the remarkable statesman whose very presence on Earth inspired the Allies to victory in World War II. You know him as Sir Winston Churchill. Oh, a footnote to that New York accident wasn't really the cab driver's fault. For Sir Winston, being British, attempting to cross an American street, looked to the right and was hit from the left. Now you know the rest of the story.